DW.
In this hilly suburban area in the northeast of Trinidad, an empty 5-liter water bottle kept in storage under a bathroom sink is being refilled. The water was bought during the last outage here a few months earlier. After refilling in the shower, this water will be saved for use in the bathroom the next time taps run dry. And that is likely to happen soon enough. Water scarcity is an experience common for many in the Caribbean in recent years. The region has been experiencing lower than average rainfall, which many attribute to climate change. Water utility officials in Trinidad and Tobago, as well as in Jamaica, say this below average rainfall has made it difficult for them to consistently supply water to the population. The COVID-19 pandemic has brought the issue into sharp relief, with emotions sometimes running high. Government opposition leader Kamla Prasad Bisesar expressed the frustration many Trinidadians feel.
This is coming from every public health advisory. Wash your hands, but there is no water. And so I want to call upon the government to really make a great effort to get water out there. So we have large communities, large numbers of persons who are seriously disadvantaged. When the first advice that is given from all public health is wash your hands, but there is no water.
Although low rainfall due to climate variability is playing a role, experts say the water problem isn't all about the climate. Systemic issues, including inadequate financing for infrastructure, wasteful consumption patterns, and politicized decisions around water also play a role.
There's one school of argument that says that climate change is not the biggest issue for water resources in the Caribbean.
That's Adrian Cashman, a water resources specialist who serves on the Technical Advisory Committee of the Global Water Partnership, a non-governmental organization that works with governments and utilities in the region to tackle water challenges.
And the reason for why some people say that is because there are many other problems that are facing the water sector in the Caribbean, and that climate change is exacerbating those existing underlying conditions.
Chief among those problems the region faces is leaking pipes, along with machinery that regularly breaks down. A visit to a Trinidad and Tobago Water and Sewerage Authority booster station in the island's northeastern suburb of St. Augustine demonstrates the problem. The booster sits just off the paved road, where birdsong competes with passing cars and the hum of the booster's machinery. The pumping structure is easily visible through the green chain link fence surrounding the house-sized facility. Water drizzles non-stop out of the pipes, running down tan-colored concrete steps to the street. Alan Poonking, the Water Authority's acting CEO, tells me the utility loses as much as 60 million gallons of water daily from leaking infrastructure.
That'll be about 20% of our total production, between 50 and 60 million gallons per day, yes, daily. Or the leaks on the road would account for that figure that I quoted.
Jamaica faces a similar situation, says Peter Clark, Managing Director of Jamaica's Water Resources Authority.
So we do have a serious loss of water that has been produced and is supposed to be delivered, but it is not reaching to the end user because of the aging infrastructure. It's leaky, it's perforated. The only thing that can solve that, a simple solution to that, is just money to replace aged infrastructure.
Such waste translates into extra fresh water extraction from surface and groundwater sources. That is harming natural habitats, along with the aquatic and land creatures that rely on them. In addition, over-pumping by farmers is causing saltwater intrusion that is ruining agricultural land. These factors impede the natural water cycle and harm overall water quality. Climate change is expected to add to this stress, Cashman says.
We're expecting less rainfall, more variable rainfall, and increased temperatures. Now, increased temperatures will lead to increases in evapotranspiration, which the impact that we believe that that will have is that there will be less recharge of aquifers and less water getting into our rivers and streams.
Ongoing drought on some islands has recently let up somewhat, meaning rainfall is replenishing freshwater sources. But reducing pressure on these is vital. Desalination of seawater seems an obvious solution. At this beach, just off the main road, young and old enjoy the sun and lapping waves. Trinidad gets about 20% of its water from two desalination plants, Punkin says. But energy costs and environmental impacts are high.
Well, desalination is a very costly alternative. It's not subject to the dry season, unavailability issues that surface water sources are exposed to. So in that regard, it's a little more robust. But given the cost and that it's salt water, so the maintenance requirements are a little bit more.
One major challenge is how to deal with salty brine waste, Jamaica's Peter Clark explains.
Clearly, the environmental concern of disposal of that, the brine, which is the byproduct, is front and center. We always are environmentally conscious, and as a result, there has to be care in the disposal.
Clark adds that other possible solutions to the water problem include Jamaica's use of smart technology to detect leaks, and he suggests further simple measures to reduce water use, along with reusing it.
I'm using, low flush and low water dispensing hardware. We can recognize the worth of water in wastewater and our own gray water. We can use that for backyard irrigation and so on.
Assuring water resources in the Caribbean would require a major overhaul of island's water infrastructure, which is challenging due to the huge expense. At the same time, cultural norms around water use and resistance to the use of gray and wastewater would also have to be overcome. But as climate change ramps up, reducing pressure on freshwater sources is becoming more vital, both for protecting the environment and to meet populations' needs. This is Jewel Fraser reporting from Trinidad for DW.